finding new ways to understand and appreciate Shakespeare is always a challenge, which is why so many productions take different routes to get to the heart of the plays. California Shakespeare Theater's production of Much Ado About Nothing, adapted by Kenneth Lynn and Jackson Gay with additional dialogue by Kenneth Lynn and directed by Jackson Gay, playing only through this coming weekend at the Bruns Theater in Orinda, tries to chart its own course, incorporating a framing device that allows for gender bending. Eric Ting, artistic director of CalShakes.
The conceit is that the weddings of Much Ado have taken place. And this is in the aftermath of the wedding party, and that there's still everyone upstairs in the house partying. Downstairs, all the caterers are clearing out the aftermath of that festivity. And the caterers begin to recount the story of Much Ado and how those weddings happened in the first place.
Much Ado is a play about roles, about how men look at women, how women look at men, and how virtue and infidelity are perceived. Because of that, the casting of this production is also non-traditional.
Jackson has cast in the role of Benedict, a beloved CalShakes and Bay Area actor, Stacy Ross, and in the role of Beatrice, another beloved CalShakes and Bay Area actor, Jim Carpenter. And this has to do a little bit, again, with the framing device. The framing device allows this a little bit. It allows for actors to take on roles that they would not necessarily be cast in.
These two roles are not the only roles in which gender is reversed. Men play men and women, and women play men and women.
It's a story about the roles that we're cast in. You know, whether or not we want those roles, whether or not we want to be that person. There's a great moment when Beatrice is like, oh, to be a man. Oh, that I were a man, right? And, you know, there's that longing sometimes that we have in us, this longing that we were somehow something other than what we are. You know, there's a long history of artists engaging with inequities in the world by putting actors in roles that draw attention to those inequities.
The framing device and the casting choices certainly make for an unusual Much Ado About Nothing. Juxtaposing modern sensibilities with that of Shakespeare creates a kind of dissonance that to some degree changes the way we view the action of the play. The decision to gender switch the leads is rewarding, not so much because of the role-playing, but because Stacy Ross is a revelation as Benedict, commanding the stage whenever she appears. James Carpenter as Beatrice has a slightly harder time of it, but the chemistry is palpable. Anthony Fusco as Dogberry and Patrick Alperoni as Don John keep pace with the leads. However, the rest of the gender bending doesn't quite work as well. In fact, unless you know the play, it's easy to lose sight of who is male, who is female. Is this a character in the play or a waiter in the framing device? Luckily, the confusion ends when any of those four mentioned actors appear, and your attention is particularly riveted to Stacy Ross, who, despite the ups and downs of the rest of the production, makes this Much Ado About Nothing into something to remember. Much Ado About Nothing plays through this coming weekend at CalShakes in Orinda. For more information, you can go to their website, calshakes.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.